The Quebec provincial election will be held on October 1st, 2018, which is akin to our gubernatorial election this November. There hasn't been much in the U.S. media about this election, other than the recent broadcast by Mountain Lake Public Television of a debate amongst the four main parties. My suspicion is that many of us are not even aware of who the players are, so let me provide some background. We have the Quebec Liberals are led by Mr. Couillard. The Parti Québécois is led by Jean-François Lisée. The Coalition Avenir Québec, led by François Legault. And the Quebec Solidaire is led by Manon Massé. Many of the issues in this election are unique to Quebec, including the resurgence of the question of Quebec's unique identity and culture. Madame Massé is calling for a revolution, not a violent overthrow of the government, but rather a move further to the left, including the total or partial nationalization of Quebec's banking system, as well as its mining and forestry industries. Mr. Legault's coalition is running on the proposition of reducing immigration and requiring a French language and Quebec values test after 3 years, as well as limits on state employees' wearing of religious symbols. The Parti Québécois leader is proposing to require Anglophone junior college students to attend a Francophone institution for one semester. Many of these themes sound much like what is happening in the United States, as some in Quebec are beginning to look inward, a dangerous prospect for a province that needs immigration and is a major exporter. One of the more salient propositions that has come out of the election is Mr. Couillard's proposed tariff relief for Canadian farmers as well as other businesses impacted by the U.S. tariffs. The Liberals announced a $657 million aid plan to farmers and the aluminum sector in Quebec. It is interesting to note that these ag sector programs are focused on pork and soybean producers and not on the dairy industry, which has been the primary ag issue in the U.S.-Canada NAFTA discussions. Mr. Legault has also indicated that he wants to reduce the debt but will also lower taxes and boost health care spending. And of interest to many voters is that he will bring in new blood given the fact that Liberals have been in power 13 out of the last 15 years. It is fascinating to me that there has been such limited coverage of a significant election in Quebec, although I suspect there hasn't been much coverage of the governor's race in New York and Quebec either. Mr. Legault's party has been ahead of the Liberals. However, that has been narrowing over the last weeks. The polling in the election has seen Mr. Legault's coalition dropping while Mr. Couillard's Liberals are staying relatively flat, but the gap is clearly narrowing as of September 17, 2018, to essentially less than one-half of 1%, although some polls do say the Liberals are up by as much as 7 percentage points. As you know, the popular vote does not determine the outcome of the premiership, but rather the number of seats that the party holds in the Quebec Parliament, which then effectively elects the premier. It may be that given the tight race between Mr. Legault's coalition and Mr. Couillard's Liberals, that some form of a coalition government, excuse the pun, may be necessary, which has not happened in Quebec in many, many years. There has been some interesting polling, both in terms of the placement of the party's vote, but also what matters to Quebecers, and you might be surprised. 40%? It's education, 32% health, 20% the economy, and 4% sovereignty. The continued uncertainty with NAFTA, its direction and potential outcomes, add a level of tension to our relationship with Quebec, although it was unlikely that irrespective of who wins the premiership in Quebec, that the relationship between upstate New York and the many Canadian businesses that operate here will be altered in any significant fashion.